welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, in this session of the Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit, I'm going to share with you something that I call the increase-decrease plan. Think for a moment of a decision that you're making now, something that you have alternatives with, and you think you know what you should be doing, you think you know what the decision should be, but you're not absolutely sure, and you want to know what God says about it. You want to be directed by God. That's a wonderful, humble place to be. God honors that. So what I do when I'm thinking of should I do A or B? And let's say that A is more appealing to me, but I'm not absolutely convinced that A is the right path for me to take at this particular time. So I ask the Holy Spirit this question, Lord, if this is the right thing for me to do, if this is what you know is best right now, then increase in me, O Lord, the desire to do it. Increase my energy for it. Increase the creative ideas for it. And if this is not what you want me to be doing with my time right now, then decrease my energy for it. Even drain me of energy every time I think about doing it. Decrease my enthusiasm. Make it seem icky yucky to me. This always works. Then what happens? We have to pay attention to what's going on inside of us. Does the energy increase or decrease? So if you start feeling like, oh, I'm losing interest in it, don't try to force the interest level to come back. If you feel energy increasing for it, creative ideas, inspirations growing, don't second guess it. Go with it. Because let me tell you another secret, another way that this plan and other ways of listening to the Holy Spirit work. If we truly want to do God's will, we truly want to hear the Holy Spirit, if we mishear the Holy Spirit or misinterpret Him, the Holy Spirit will stop us in our tracks if we move to plan B when He wants us to do plan A. The Holy Spirit will put up obstacles or put up something that will redirect your attention. Trust the Holy Spirit to correct you if you make a mistake. And of course, ask the Holy Spirit to correct you if you make a mistake. And once asked, trust. Trust that inner energy, because that energy inside you is the Holy Spirit. It is the life of the Spirit. And may your adventures with the Holy Spirit be ever more energetic today. God bless you.